dive in. So as far as my contact information for you, Jeremy, I have an email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm seeing that you have .com in your account. Is that the domain that you're wanting to use for your website?
I think that was the only one that the guys could come up with that was
okay.
available, unless you see something else.
Okay. And then, so it's going to be your business name as well?
Well, the business name is...
Okay. And what can you tell me about your business?
It's a transportation business, flatbed company.
You said transportation business and what?
It's a flatbed company.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so flatbed trucking?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you deal with, when you're talking about the logistics, do you deal with, like, the scheduling of the drivers or just, you know, setting up the load?
Everything.
Okay.
I own the truck, so I have to do everything. I'm all
okay.
over the place.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business for?
10 years.
Awesome. All right. And then as far as the ways that you do business, is it online? Do you have, is it over the phone?
Well, what I do is I have customers that I deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And they email me or call me, and then I send my trucks to the location to pick the loads up and drop them off to the other customers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are you local driving, or is it nationwide?
It's, you can say, like, regional. I live
regional.
In Louisiana.
Okay.
So I only go from, say, Texas to Georgia, Tennessee,
okay.
Arizona, Arkansas.
So southern states.
Alabama, Mississippi, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what would you say since you...
I don't really do all 48.
Yeah.
Too much snow, too many mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of stay away from that area.
I get that. My mom was a truck driver for a while there.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's something about them.
Yep. No, just a little bit. She was dedicated, of course. She was a dedicated driver for Coors, so she ran the Rocky Mountains there for a while. So what would you say sets you apart from your competition?
Family owned.
Mm-hmm.
Hands on. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me if you have a problem instead of getting an infamous service or somebody that have to call you back in 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Some bigger companies, you know.
Okay.
Plus I show all of my drivers the rate sheets. I let them see how much the loads paying. I don't hide how much the loads are paying and try to, you know.
Okay. So you have transparency.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay. And if somebody's looking for you,
I don't do the slip slides.
Right. And if somebody's trying to find you online, like if they're doing a Google search, what do you think some key terms would be that they might use?
This is my first website, so I'm trying to get it together.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, flatbed, maybe flatbed
yeah.
trucks.
Flatbed all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Because I don't drive vans or reefers. All 11 of my trucks are flatbeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, we can start with flatbed. If you think of anything else, you can always email it to me. And then the main goal of your website, are you trying to bring in, generate more leads and bring in more customers? Or are you wanting to provide information about what you do? I mean, what do you think you want
I'm
your
trying
website
to set it up to where, let's say I'm at 12 trucks now, and I might, it might be a driver that's 200 miles from me that want a job or want to, you know, come on board. Because he's been seeing one of my drivers at the truck stops.
Right. You want to have that presence so that they can actually find you.
Yeah. I need him to be able to fill out the application online. You know, go over everything online. That way I don't have to meet him until he check out.
Okay.
You know, like, roll all your information online, go through it. Boom.
Right.
And once I run your MVR and make sure you straight, then I can.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Then I can hit you up, but it saves me time for having four or five interviews, and then you can't get on.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, because your driver license messed up, but you was telling me it was straight.
Right.
And all the way from almost from 1 to 10, and the insurance come back and kick it out.
Right. Okay. So do you have a current website that you want us to like?
No.
Okay. All right. And then for your business information, as far as what you want listed on your website, do you have any business hours at this time?
No. I mean, you know, 24/7 customer service if anybody needs me.
Okay. All right. And then what about a business phone number that you want people to call you on?
I'm working on that now.
Okay. Do you have one that you want to list as just kind of a placeholder?
You can put this number down as a placeholder. I was in the process of trying to get a 1-800 number. I just haven't got one yet. Unless you guys provide those also.
We do, actually. We have something called Smartline that you can have a local number or you can have an 800 number. And if you like, I can get you over to my sales department. They can answer some more questions about that after this call.
Okay, that'll work.
Huh? That'll work?
Yeah. You
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So for now, we'll just use the number that I'm calling you on. And as far as a business email, do you have one that you want listed?
I was going to use my other email. I have one. It's
So your website design did come with an email that's free for the first year. If you like, when I get you over to my sales department, they can help set you up with that.
What it comes with?
It comes, so this website design comes with an email that's free for the first year.
Okay, wait, cool, I'll use that one then.
Okay, all right, so I'll just have, when I get you over to my sales department about our Smartline, I'll have them talk to you about that email and help you get it set up, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then do you have a business address that you want listed at this time?
I'm working on it, too.
Okay.
Give me a virtual address.
Okay, so we can...
Too?
No, we don't do virtual addresses. Just the phone number.
Okay.
So we'll just leave that off for now. We can always add it later if we need to. And then do you have any social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
Yeah, I got an Instagram.
Okay. A business Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would just need the link for that. And again, you can send that to me once you have, at the end of this call.